Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audio book about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from the How to Even, the only blog you'll ever need, by C.L. Bledsoe and Michael Gushue. And here is How to Even Date. There's a lyric by Leonard Cohen that we can't afford to quote due to copyright law, but it was really profound and yet also dark. Let's say one of his exes called Lenny up to tell him she'd married someone who was just like him. What do you do with information like that? Being married, she said, was just like being single but lonelier. You have to be strong to survive, she said. Then she asked if he was interested in some timeshare condos in Cape Breton, but that's another story. In any case, that's what dating is all about. Really, that whole emotional mind stab we just described, but also with the possibility of bodily harm if you're femme. So why do it? Because people are fickle AF. After we've been single for a while, or sometimes when we're still in a relationship, we start looking at that other side of the fence, grass's booty, and salivating. We think, hey, maybe this time will be better. Of course, it won't, but it's something we have to try because otherwise we would all, well, we sort of lost our train of thought there, but we're sure it wasn't important anyway. Dating is tough. There are whole industries built around helping people find dates, and most of them have bigger budgets and more experience than we do. The bottom line is that we're all vibrating coalescences of energy, looking to vibrate with somebody else in the improbable hope that someone will make it all feel a little bit less horrible. For a moment. Of course, all of this will be a moot point when they perfect sex bots. When they do, you will not be hearing from us for a long, long time. So, how do you get a date? There are people in your life already, but because of that, they already know you. This means they don't want to date you. Bribery. Listen, some people will get up on their high horses and say, hey, that's not right. You can't go getting ahead using bribery. Yeah, but have you considered cheese? Everybody likes cheese, except those poor lactose intolerant souls, but they also like cheese, just not what it does to them. So, try filling your pockets with cheese. Maybe you won't get any dates this way, and will probably smell funny, but you'll have a bunch of cheese, so will you really care? And just think, someday you may encounter someone with a pocket full of crackers or even olives. Or maybe those fancy little pickles in one pocket and some pâté in the other. It's important to keep your options open. Treat people with respect. Not sure this is the right crowd for this, but hear us out. If you treat people like people, they'll usually respond like people. We'll give you a moment to parse that out. The problem with this is that, eventually, you're going to start hating each other. That will make the whole respect thing tricky. But that won't happen for years, so we wouldn't worry about it. Be a worthwhile human being. Phew. Okay, seriously though, it might sound crazy, but you, yourself, could actually try being worth dating. This may or may not lead to sexy time. Spoiler, it won't. First off, you have to look decent. This is a total waste of time because it's impossible. You've heard Hemingway's famous quip about writing, right? The first draft of anything is shit. What he means is that the first draft is an opportunity to experiment. Once you've got a firm foundation, you can craft it into something worthwhile. Think of your body similarly. Now that you've given up all hope of perfection, you are free to focus on the reality of your garbage fire appearance. Really, just do your best. Suggestions for fashionable clothing. Dress like your favorite holiday. Black and orange always look good together. Fruit isn't just for hats. A seal costume, not a Navy SEAL, a real seal. clothing that makes unusual noises is fun. Okay, you've cleaned up as best you can, you've used one of our surefire techniques above to secure a date, and you've given yourself a little pep talk too. How adorable. Now it's dating time. Communication. You've no doubt read somewhere that 85% of all communication is nonverbal. This is nonsense. The truth is 100% of all communication is nonverbal. Why? Because no one cares what you have to say. Boring. On the other hand, body language is how we communicate our deepest, most humiliating phobias and most perverted desires. Let's take some examples to warm up. Scenario 1. On your first date, your partner hides under the restaurant table and makes whimpering noises. What do you think this person is trying to communicate? Scenario 2. You're on your fourth date, and your partner and you are really hitting it off. Partner says something like, partner would like you and partner to take the next big step. When you agree, partner rips off his or her face to reveal the hideous, malignant, insectoid face underneath. Where do you think your partner wants to go at this stage in your relationship? Scenario 3. You've been dating someone for a few weeks, and things seem to be going well. Your partner asked you to meet them at an address that turns out to be a television studio. You think it's some new restaurant and give your name for the reservation. You're whisked on stage where your partner reveals that they're not who you think they are. They are actually several squirrels sharing a trench coat pretending to be a person. The squirrels explained that they assumed this disguise to get closer to your bird feeder, but have lately come to really value your companionship and long arms and would like to continue seeing you. What is the emotionally mature response to this situation? Have you come up with some answers? Good. Now take a deep breath. There are no right answers here. The point of this exercise is to implant a high level of paranoia in you before the date. Now, on to the basics of body language. Body language. The first rule of positive body language is never, never break eye contact. Stare fixedly into your date's eyes at all times, even when you've excused yourself and are headed for the restroom. This takes practice and probably will lead to bruising. To prepare for this, start by staring at yourself in a mirror. Next, try projecting these thoughts using only your eyes. You seem like a really nice person and we have a lot in common. What are you feeling towards pets? What are you feeling towards really, really unusual pets? What are your feelings towards a small number of pets pretending to be a person in a trench coat? Why are you looking at me like that? It's a perfectly reasonable question. No, I am not seven squirrels in a trench coat, and I resent the implication. Are you going to finish that bird seed? After you've learned to speak clearly with your eyes, it's time to move on to the rest of your body. There are two ways of doing this, the hard way and the easy way. First, if you're looking to learn about the hard way, you're reading the wrong blog. Give Friedrich Nietzsche a try, or maybe that How to Hypnotize Girls booklet you sent away for. Also, you're making the rest of us look bad. Schmuck. The easy way. The easy way is simple. You pretend to be someone else throughout the entire date. Hear us out on this. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's actually totally intuitive. How much do you like yourself? Chances are not 100%. Probably with good reason, let's be honest. So why give your date anything less than the best? In other words, she or he deserves someone who's not you. To a certain extent, it doesn't matter who you pick for your fake personality as long as you hide your real self at all times. We recommend you pick someone who's actually spoken to a member of the opposite sex more than once in their life. But wait, here's a horrifying thought. What if the person going out with you isn't doing it solely out of pity? What if they actually like you? At this point, you may want to consider reviving the practice of devoting your life to contemplation by being walled up inside a tiny room connected to a church by a slot. People who did this in the past were called anchorites, but feel free to come up with your own brand. On the other hand, let's suggest a different way. Let's admit that we're all deeply flawed. Nobody's perfect, right? And you hate yourself, right? Everybody does, unless they're an idiot. So why is being someone else so bad? Maybe this new you will be better. That's the hope, right? Maybe this new you will work really hard to get rid of all the flaws that make you want to punch yourself in the face every time you find yourself lying awake at 2 a.m. Our advice is to embrace the new, slightly less flawed you. Rub up against it with your clothes until your nipples chafe and you feel its burning desire to be inside you and you in it. Eventually, you'll forget the sad sack you once were. They say it only takes doing something 10,000 times for it to become a habit. Try not ruining everything 10,000 times in a row and see if that becomes a habit. Can't be any worse than everything else about your life, and it won't be the dumbest thing you've ever done. Who knows? It might just turn out to be one of the smartest things you've ever done. Right after the one where you decided not to use the ranch dressing that was 3 years past its expiration date for a party dip. That was pretty smart. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.